and pay the taxes. Say Nachman, in such a case, it's taka dina de machuso that this third person should keep the field. Because the original owner is not paying taxes. So the king says, whoever does not pay taxes loses the field. And who does the field go to? Whoever will pay the taxes now. Therefore, this Jew now, this third one, the second one, chapped around and made a kinyan here, his das was to pay the taxes. Therefore, he has the right to keep the field. This will not be a raya to Shmuel, it's not a stira to dina the machus dina. Here it's a special case, because that's the din here, since you're not paying taxes, you keep the field. Rav Huna, Zavanaya Medrachavim. Rav Huna once bought a field off a guy. Also, Yisrael Acher, another Jew came along, Rofik Ver Purta. He first came and made a chazak in the field. He plowed a little bit in the field. So, and he wants to claim the field belongs to him now. Even though Rav Huna paid the money to the guy, but again, like Shmuel Svara, that when you pay the money to the guy gives up the rights of his field. And you, the Jew, is not kind until you make a star. So therefore, it's like Hefkos, the second one could be kind. So also the kind of the Rav Nachman came upon Rav Nachman. Ukma the other. Rav Nachman said true. The second one could keep it. All my life, they said back to Rav Nachman, my daitcha, what's your svara? To your ma Shmuel, because Shmuel said aloha was, nich seyobi kechavim. Property that belongs to a guy. Hareye kim midbor, that if a Jew goes and buys it, and pays money, as soon as he gives the money to the guy like his masalik himself. He gives up his right to the field. He gets the money, that's his kinyan. He's finished. Whoever wants it's like Hefka now. It's like a midbar. And therefore the Jew is not kinyan until he gets a star. So in between he gets a star, the klal is v'chol ha'masik v'em zocho. Whoever goes fast now makes the chazukah in this field, he has the right to keep the field. So that's what you, Rav Nachman, want to pass on like Shmuel. So he said back to Makopo, and Rav Huna said back to Rav Nachman, listen, if you hold like Shmuel, says so, obviously Mark, he does a Shmuel. True, you could hold like Shmuel, but at least Paskin, like the other halacha that Shmuel said. So we saw it on Amar Aleph, that Shmuel is the one that said, to Yama Shmuel, loikone alamokya machushay bavad. In the case that you're making a kinyan in the field, that's Hefka, that there's no dasa cheres matnir, there's no owner giving it over to you. It's like Hefka. Either here where the guy was Mafkir's field or by Nichti Ager, Shmuel says if you make a chazak in the field, if you take your shovel and turn over the ground, you're only kind of that portion of the ground that you worked on. That was a Shmuel's chiddush. True, Rav said before, you kind of the whole field. But Shmuel said no. Shmuel said you only kind of that mukum of the field. He said, so now Rav Huna was telling to Rav Nachman, true, you're paskin like Shmuel, but I call upon a paskin the cooler for me at least, that the second Jew that made the chazaka will only be kind of that mukum that he plowed in, and not the rest of the field. Paskin at least go kaseda like Shmuel. Or Malay, Rav Nachman said back, no, nothing doing. And this machlokes, when you make a chazaka in the field, how much of the field are you kind of? The whole field, or just the mukum that you make the chazaka on? Rav Nachman, I also have a sheet here. I go like my shmaitin, that I also hold like Rav, that I say you're kind of the whole field. Therefore, your Rav Huna now has to lose out. You lose out the whole field. The Yomer Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Omer Rav, in the name of Rav. That knows Rav Huna said, over the name of Rav, he owes like Rav. That Kivon Shenichesh Bo Mochush Echod, as soon as you go down to Nichse Hager, Hager, that dart, his property is Hefka, as soon as you go down there and make a little plowing, you take your shovel and you turn over. One thing, Kivon Shenichesh Bo Mochush Echod, Locher is Kona Kula. You have a kinyan in the whole field. Even though there's no Das Acheres Matner, there's nobody here being Matner to you, you're doing it yourself, still the Meister is good. Says so, you kind of the whole thing? Says so, that's what Rav Huna, that's what Rav Nachman Paskin. Rav Nachman knows like Rav Huna. Or better still, he said, I know Kishmak Trillin, Rav Nachman answered that to Rav Huna, it's like this, huh? I mean, it's Rav Huna himself, he says. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav Huna, listen, I hold like you yourself. You Rav Huna yourself, you're the one that said over the name of Rav. That as soon as you make a small chazak in the field, you kind of the whole field. Therefore, nothing doing here. Since Rav Nachman himself paskins like Shmuel, that there is this cloud by the nichsi of the kechavim, as soon as you pay the money, the field is like Hefka. If another Jew comes to make a chazakah, there's a kinyan here. And this was the field of Rav Huna. You Rav Huna, you yourself hold like Rav that says, when you make a small chazakah in the field, you automatically kind of the whole field. Kana kula. Sholach Rav Huna.
Varavin, Rav Huna Varavin sent a letter like this. Yisrael shalokach soda. If a Jew goes and buys a field off a goy, obo yisroelach, and then after the kefir paid the money for it, now another Jew comes, obo yisroelachar, the echzik bo, and he makes a kinyan in it. He go makes a chazaki. The locher is ematinais miyadoi. We do not take it out of your hand. In other words, mamish like shmuz halacha. So chiddush here. This is Rav Huna himself also. Rav Huna Maravin also says like this. That when the Jew buys the property off the guy, he pays the money, so the field becomes hefka, and he's not kerni yet until he gets a shtar. Therefore, if he did not make a chazaka yet, but another Jew comes and makes a chazaka, the second Jew is kerni. That's the klal of ein mitzien meyodei. And there's also kishmuel. Vechein hoye rabavin v'rabbi loyi v'chol rabbeisenu shavim bedavar. They all said the same halacha. That what we talk a paskin like shmuel. Now, Omar Rabba, Rabbi said, Hani tlasimili, these three things, ishtoyili ukvin bar Nechemya. You know, these three halachis, ukvin bar Nechemya told me. What are these three things? That, ukvin Nechemya resh kalusi. Ishtoyili ukvin bar Nechemya resh kalusa, mishmeh de Shmuel, name of Shmuel. Told me over these three halachis. That what one halacha is, dino de machusa dino. That such halacha, what the melech says, the laws of the king, or pertains to dino, mumnis, we have to listen to them. It's such halacha. Tidimah kodadino, Rashi says, Rashbam, Pavel zekam oma teda diktili dikli v'kosh v'gishri v'yavrin alayim, that the king himself cuts down trees and they build up bridges and we use the bridges. So you see, what the melech does is not called gezel. The melech has a right to make laws about money, and what he does is called dina. It's not called gezel. That's one halacha. Another thing is, the second halacha is the arisusa de parsoi ad nem shon. Such halacha that an oris of a parsoi is for 40 years. What does that mean? So Rashbam says, cheskas parsoi nem shonim hi. Either din of the machusa. That by parsoim, they have to live in the field 40 years, then they have a chazaka as if they own the field. The afagav la koni in shiela bishtar, even though the king is only with shtar miyu, the mechzik v'akim nem shona, if a guy is living in the field for 40 years, oh boy, Yisrael b'konim, a man who had a kinyan gum, that's called a good kinyan. And another Jew can't complain. That's also a special law here, that by Pasoyim, the kinyan there is 40 years. And also a third law he said over was, Fahani Zuhuri, these rich people, that they sell the field for taxes, Zavine Zvini, Shno, the sale is called a good sale. The Rashbam says, Fahani Zuhuri means, Bali Nachlas Ashirim, these rich people you have, that koinim yodik the melech, they buy from the king fields, koinim the avde melech sodos, aniya yir, shein yicholim lita nataska lemelech, that the rich people, they buy off the fields of the poor people. The poor people can't afford to pay taxes, and they pay the taxes for them, so they get the field. O mazirim bekakoyis bishvil hamas, shekendim the machuso, demand the yoyif taska. That's the loch of the king we had before. That if somebody cannot pay taxes for the karka, so whoever does pay, he's koina. So, yeah. The Gemara says now, so this loch we had before. Vani zure dizov and ari lataska zavini zvini. Vahani mili, when was this said lataska? It's only for tax purposes. Avon the karga loin. But to pay the tax, you have to pay for each person himself. Le karga, Rashi Rashbam says, v'shvakesev gugulosa. That's a different type of a tax. That's a tax that you need for each person. Shaloi paru mochule mavri yamelech. Karkoiso shel zeh. Lehevi zvini, that's not called the zvini. The yein zah din of the machusa ligvoi sakaka v'shvil masarosh. That's not the din of the melech. The din of the melech is only if you can't pay the taxes for the field, then whoever does pay the taxes, they have a right to keep the field. But there's another type of a tax you have to pay for each head. Each person has to pay his own tax. For that, there's no knas of the melech, that if you can't pay, and somebody pays for you, you can take away the field. That is no such halacha. Salva the karga loy. My time, what's the reason? Karga akakafta de gavri manach. That's the chiv upon everybody separately. You have to pay taxes. Here we do not have halacha that if you can't pay, we take away your fields. Here there's no such halacha. Rav Huna b'reit Rav Yeshua Omar afilu sare dekado mishtaba dekargo. Mamash, even if you have sare, you have barley in a barrel in your house,
That's Meshubba the cargo. Now, any type of money, anything you own, the king takes it away for this taxes you have to pay for the, for your body, for you. This much is called Dina Machusa. That anything you own, you have a right to take away to pay for this taxes of the cargo. Omer Ravashi, Omer Lihuna, Barnosin, that Kosha Boa Meima had a question. In Cain, if so, be Tauta Yerushas Benoy Abachor. Rashbam says in Cain, the Afilu Sari Dekada, even the barley that's in a barrel, Mishtab Lekarg is Meshubba to pay taxes with, Heichi Yiskayim Akos Vechsiv, the Chol Ashe Yimotze Lohe Rebi Yisam Achus, but Tauta Yerushas Benoy Abachor. To call Momen Av in Mace, Voloi Pora Dain Cargo, the Shonazu, Heavenly Mamoina Royu, Dana Muxik by Klau, Kima Melech, the Shibra Melech Odif, Mishashi Budim. This question is a father in such a city that he has to pay his taxes. He didn't pay taxes yet this year. And the din of the king is he has the right to take away any metaltlim the father owns. Says so, when the father dies, there should not be a pasha of a Bechor that takes two portions. Because the Bechor only takes two portions, Snech Lokim, what he's a Muxik in. What he owns, mamish, that nobody can take away. But something that's only roll, only mishubitim, he doesn't get two. So since right now the king has a right to take away all the metalkim from them, so they're not called really a muxik in them. It's only like mishubit, and the shibit of the king is greater. So if so, there shouldn't be any din of b'chor in such a place. That's the most question. And came so, the talti yerushas b'lei b'chor, the b'lei ro, the gold the metalkim you have is only ro for you. Not really yours, because the king can take it away. And the klal is, v'yein ha-bechor noit the barok of a muxik. The king of a bechor only goes on what you mamish have, what you're muxik in, and not what's something that you could collect. Or Malay, he said, yachi so, afilu taskanami. If so, and any taxes should be the same way. Afilu taskanami. But if I should have parked a lot, when the cash of the main hockey, I feel the Camino Aria task in Mishtabid, give you a curl, the carcass, Jerusalem, Benoit, if so, the cash before is on field taxes. On taxes you have to pay for the property, also the same thing. Those taxes are Meshubid, and the king can take away the property. So all the property is Meshubid for this. All right, turn over. Like if so, there shouldn't be a din Yerushas Bechor on property than Kakar either. Because if the father didn't pay the taxes, they take away all the property. So there's no din of a Bechor. Elamayas Lachman, what do you have to say? The Yoyiv Taskin Echnami, when the Torah says the Pasha of a Bechor, it applies where you paid your taxes. Or miss, and then the father died. So Hachanami here also. The Yoyiv Kargomesh, what kind of question is that? Echnami. In the case where the father did not pay his taxes, there won't be a din of a Bechor. But you're not taking away the din of the Torah. The din of the Torah is talking about either in other places where there's no taxes, and even in places where you have to pay taxes, we're talking about he already paid taxes. Therefore, the karka is meshubah to you, it won't be taken away, it's muchzik by you, the bechor gets two chalokim. Omer Rav Ashavashi said, Omer lihuna bar noson, sheltinu lisifre de rabbi. He asked a question to the Sforim, the Sefer of Rav. The Omer Rav said to me, hilkosok Rav Huna bread Rav Yeshua. Halachavak Rav Huna bread Rav Yeshua. We take a pass like him. The what afilu shari the kanda is meshubid. But then all the metatlim is meshubid for the taxes. The mosh of the beloy, it's not true. Hosom liyukma milsu diyomer. He only said it to Mekayim what he was talking about there. The silk of Sokarev, who never did short from said Rabbi Shua, let me stab the loika koiko metatlim the cargo. He's over the cargo of his vini's vini. Yeah, that's the Sifra the Rova. Hilchas HaGravuna, look at the Sayyid Bor Lekayim, my Sayyid Mishtaros Rekosva, and the Chiros HaKakoyis, Yilv Lekargo. They only want to Lekayim the Storos that they sold for the taxes. But Neil, that's not the Din. The Din is talking not like this, that these things are not Meshubid for the taxes. And therefore, you're a Muxik in them, and therefore there would be a Pasha of a Bechor, even in these cases. Yeah. Volohi, Mar says, Hosum Lukman Musul Yom, they only said it because they wrote out Storos, they wanted to make their Storos good.
But really the halacha is these things are not meshubit so strong for the taxes. The Yom Rabash is like this. Pir d'chois. Rashbam says that's odem bottle. A person doesn't have anything to do. A retired man. Or malame do madrich or eretz v'yenesik v'yishu shaloylam klal. He doesn't do anything. His messiah mosa. He has to help along the people pay taxes for the city. V'animili di atlitzi mosa. That's only Rashi the messiah. When do you have to help to pay taxes? The atlitzi mosa means avdei amelech hoyatoyv l'olavadoi. Where the king's men were asking for the taxes. Then they have to help along also. Avolan diskiyah of diskoyis siyata d'shmayihi. Avolan diskoyis means memoinim shamelach regilum ligvois mikol bayis abayis mikol eshriyish hachyalach eshbron lamata kotsav shachu lezeh or lerotzul lesher leklum ishvil shuwadim botloi. Let's say, but the special people that come down, they left him alone because he's not working anymore. Then the svara siyata d'shmayihi. He has a special siyata d'shmayihi. We don't bother him. We don't make him pay taxes. Om Rav Ashi, Om Rav Yechanan. Ha-meitzar v'ha-chotziv ma'afsikim v'nichsi ager. Ha-meitzar, you have a boundary there between two fields. Or else v'ha-chotziv has a special big tree that grows. Rashi's hu ilon. Or yeser sheboi tichim Yeshua grows there deep down. So that's ma'afsikim v'nichsi ager. That makes the property into two different properties. Again, this ger owned a lot of fields. If it's one big field and you come and make a chazakah in one field, you kind of them all. But if there's something in between to divide the fields into two, so you have to make two separate chazakahs, one on the right side, one on the left side. So therefore these things are mafsik, makes the field like in two. That this mates are a boundary or else this big heavy tree. Avalinyan teya v'tumaloi. For zilchus teya, the lochus teyos, you have to leave over teya on each field. So here, these things do not divide the field. It's called one big field. You have right to leave only one payah for those field. And for tumah also, the tumah, these things are not nafsik for tumah. Musun see why not. Smart says, Ki yossi rovin om rav yechna, no, afilu le payah for tumah. For payah for tumah also, these things divide the fields. It's called like two separate fields. And therefore, you have to leave all the payah on each field separately. Now, payah